Welcome, everyone, to this episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona on this Monday, August 5th, 2019. The Monday calls vary regarding topics. We might do open mic, we might do replay. Win might have a subject he wants to talk about. Time will tell. And as we do also every day, is our Whole Planet Healing conference call, where it's kind of like a meditation slash prayer, where we put worldly issues into the love light, and where our sources on the other side of the veil, they tell us that they are present with us during these calls. And the more people participate, the better they can ground the energies. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say it in my location.
Hello. Hi. Hello, everyone. It's Prudy.
Hello, Prudy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And as I was talking to the audience on BBS, we do a daily Whole Planet Healing call, conference call. You can find the phone number at the website wholeplanethealing.com. And I will also give you that phone number here, which is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound. How are you, Prudy? You might be muted.
I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, how are you?
Doing well, yes.
Good.
Working 5 weeks in a row, Saturdays also, and like 10 and 11-hour days. It was kind of crazy.
Oh, but Saturday, college.
Yeah. That's for certain. But it's the heat what makes it so extra tough, you know?
Yeah. And you're settled in your place, right? Your new place?
Yes.
To the fire?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I am.
Goody.
Yep.
I'm going to mute myself and make a quick phone
All right.
call here.
Hey,
All right, thank you
for being here, Prudy. Blessings
oh,
to you,
yeah.
honey.
Yeah, you too, hi.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll be back in a moment.
All right, I'm going to play a little background tune. And I welcome all those that just came in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. We wait more people to join in. Let me turn the tune off. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Still Don, Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Hello,
Hi, Don.
Welcome. All right. And we are at the clock of 6. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Ice. This is Barb.
Welcome to the call, Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Don.
And somebody else came in with you, Barb. I welcome that person. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you.
Well, Don, now I lost my Swiffer duster. I can't find it anywhere.
I don't know what to say. Try programming it for
my charging cord subconscious.
See if it turn up.
I know. I think somebody's coming in at night taking my stuff.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hello, Heist. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
It's Jeannie Jett. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Jeannie.
Okay.
Hi, Don.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heist. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Welcome to you, Jennifer.
Thank you very much. Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hey,
hi, Prudy.
Cija. I had to make a phone call. Hello, everyone.
And I welcome those that join in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for participating.
I hope Wim's feeling a little better today.
This is...
There he is.
He's not here yet. He is helicopter is up, and then he's...
Okay. His helicopter?
Yeah.
He takes
okay,
a helicopter.
I'm done. You got to explain the helicopter.
I see the helicopter up there, but he's not here yet.
It's a metaphor.
Okay.
It's a metaphor, yes. It means that he is connected with his console to the conference call, but
okay,
not with his phone yet.
Oh, okay. It's like you're on, but you're not on.
Correct.
He's getting there.
You can see who's here if you are if you're not anonymous on your phone, but he cannot hear what you're saying.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. It's Roger in Austin.
And Roger, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Heist.
Right.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Someone else came in after Roger. Welcome to you. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. And the next person that joined in, welcome to you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, everyone. Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Hello, Shirley. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Shirley.
Thank you. Hi, Shirley.
Two more people joined in. Welcome. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane. Welcome to the call.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Wynn.
Hello,
Wynn.
In Sedona. You sound a little bit in the background.
Hello.
Hey, is Antonio on the line?
He's not here yet. Two other people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Welcome to you, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
Lauren.
Hi.
Hi, Lauren.
Howdy.
And welcome to all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And as you may know, on Wednesday evenings, we do the same thing, actually the same time as today, a simulcast radio show at BBS with a conference call at the same time, 6 Pacific Standard Time. And if you want to participate live on the call, you can do so by calling in 712-770-5600. And the access code for the Wednesday call is 8976-76#. 8976-76#. So it is the same phone number as for the Monday calls, but a different access code. And then, of course, our most popular call is on Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Pacific. And I'll give you the phone number here shortly. I welcome first the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location.
It's Terry calling back. Got dropped.
Welcome back, Terry.
Thanks.
Hi, Terry.
And the phone number to call in live to the conference call on Sunday morning, it's also on BBS Radio, simulcast. The phone number is 712-432-0075. And the access code is 940658 pound. 940658 pound. Welcome the next caller here. Thank you for being here. Please say a name and location. But only if you want to, we welcome you. And the next person, welcome to you. Please say a name and location.
Positive greetings. Hi from Sedona.
Good evening, Raiden. Welcome.
Thank
Raiden.
You.
Hi, Raiden.
Hi.
Prudence, are you here on the line?
She is with us. She might be muted.
No, unless she's muted locally.
She's Prudence, locally muted you? Because she's thinking she's talking too much.
Hi, guys. I'm here.
Hi, Prudy.
Oh, Prudy.
Yeah.
You know, you might call Antonio up and make sure he gets on the line tonight.
Well, I did. I'll call him again. I'll call him right now.
You want to know why?
Why?
I'm going to do a replay of the Antonio roast.
Oh, okay. I'll call him again. Yes, and I left him a message. So I'll call him right now.
And for anyone that's new,
you want to start the recording, Vin?
No, not yet. I'll say this. I don't want to. For anyone that's new, this is not the standard call. And it's one of those things that happens off the wall where a gentleman by the name of Antonio came on the call, and it might have been his first time. Was it his first time on the call? I don't know.
What is it related to?
Well, were you on this call, Hines?
When he was first time that we had to pretend we were not recording it.
Right. Well, you know.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if this was the first time, but it was early on. And Antonio had terrible panic attacks. And I didn't do this consciously. I didn't know I was going to do it. I made him the center of attention for the whole call. And everyone thought he'd never come back again. And now he's one of the hosts on our Whole Planet Healing call. And his panic attacks seem to be greatly reduced. And would you like to say your name and your city? Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yes, yeah, Robert Sarah Carlin from Chicago. Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, hello. Sarah.
Hi.
And I hear Robert from New York.
Correct, Robert from New York.
Hello. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert. Hi.
And the next person, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Debbie from California.
Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Robert.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Now, for those of you that are, any of you following QAnon besides Debbie?
I do, yes.
Anyone else?
think
anyone?
Terry in Dallas.
Couldn't. I didn't hear what you said, Wynn.
Anyone following QAnon besides Debbie?
Not too much.
Well, you guys want to hear about QAnon? I'll tell you. QAnon.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if when you start paying attention to these things, it's very hard to figure out what you can trust and what's this info, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the negative will create things that seem to be trustworthy, and they seem to be supportive of your highest intentions. But it's a trick. And I've watched it, and they do it in different ways, multiple ways. The idea is to get people's attention and distract them and to give them hope. Like, Jesus is coming back. That's hope. ETs are going to land and save us. That's hope. And Donald Trump is going to save us. I don't know about Donald Trump, okay? And one of the things that is giving a lot of people hope. Wait a second.
Muted.
One of the things.
You can tell if mom is breath with it. It just left.
I was making all this noise. One of the things that's giving people hope is this fellow named QAnon. And it looks like he's an insider. Now, let me just say, I'm saying a description, and I'm not sure. So it could be really legitimate. But I don't let myself get hooked into the hope thing, because the hope thing is a distraction, and I can't do anything about it. Whatever they're doing is beyond any sense of control or shift on my part, other than sending love light to the government and hoping something shifts with good energy. But QAnon looks like a government insider, but he's anonymous. No one knows who he is. Some people have speculated he's Robert Kennedy, and that Robert Kennedy really wasn't killed. But he seems to be on the inside track of what some people call the Alliance, or a group of people in government that are resisting it being taken over by the deep state, okay? Or what some people call the deep state. I am convinced that there are very negative forces that are in control of things in this realm, and that our news is very much structured. You know, I watched a very interesting video that someone sent me, and it was some government meeting where they were questioning a guy who was editor of Psychology Today, or former editor, and he was also a Democrat. Now, this is not a political meeting. I'm just setting a stage here. And he was saying how the internet is in control or greatly influence the outcome of an election, and that they have in the past, and they're just figuring out how it's done. And I'm just curious here.
Unmuted.
Has anyone heard this? No one's heard this, have they?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Particularly Google and Facebook.
Yeah. Well, here's the trick.
Muted.
I mean, Google obviously changes their algorithms so searches can emphasize the bringing up of things they want to bring up. But here's the simple way. And I'll ask you again if anyone heard this one, because this one's very so subtle you wouldn't even think of it. When it comes to the day that you're voting, they send out notices to the party they want to win, the people who are members of that party. So say, for example, they'll send out notices to all the Democrats that are in Facebook or in Google, and they'll say, just remember to vote today. And they can cause the person who was making the case, and the person that was making this case was actually a Democrat, was for Hillary, and they can cause, they can sway 15 million votes to the Democrats just by giving notifications to the Democrats to vote on voting day or on a couple of days before. I'm just curious.
Unmuted.
Did you guys ever hear that?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. No. And there's no record of it. You can't tell what's happening, you know? I mean, I guess you could subpoena them and somehow. I don't even know if you could figure it out, you know? But nonetheless, there's no law against it. Just telling the party of your choice to go out and vote. I thought that was very tricky. In any case, hang on.
Muted. This conference is being recorded.
This is August 5th, 2019. When, and I think, I don't know if Terry's on the line or not. Monday is a wild card night, and we've had some amazingly brilliant calls on Monday. Epic calls. Monday actually started out as the only night that we did a call. It was not my intention to do more than one call a week. And then we started a Sunday call. And when it started out, it was because somebody else wanted to do it. And then they didn't want to do it anymore. And then I ended up doing it. And then we started the Wednesday call where people asked questions. And we started that call because the Elohim in particular asked us to do it, okay? And they just wanted to be available to people. And I couldn't turn that down. And then we started Whole Planet Healing. And I was kind of kicking and screaming, even though it was my idea. But I thought it might be important. We have seen all these miracles happen as a result of the co-creation that happens between those of us on the call and our sources. And I had to watch it for a long time to believe it was real. They never asked me to do something. They never, how can I say it? They don't ever infringe on my free will, as far as I can tell, on anybody's free will. Because the only way you can co-create is through free will, everybody's free will. And it's like sometimes I draw on the example of a relationship between a man and a woman. And if somebody's trying to dominate that relationship and control the other person, usually the relationship won't endure. And if it does endure, it's not happy. Somebody feels trapped. And the person, and they get bored. The energy is not in it. It's only when people extend free will to each other in a relationship can the relationship endure forever, or at least for this lifetime, and perhaps forever, because within the context of free will, you can constantly recreate energy. Even when things go bad, they recover, and it makes for a long-term relationship. And probably why those of you that are coming to our calls regularly keep coming back is because it's free will. I mean, I may be the facilitator, but I'm not attached to controlling anybody. And so on one Monday night in 2017, we did a rather unusual call. It was not a channeling call. And it's like, as the call was happening, I'm saying, am I really doing this? You know? And I could say maybe spirit was working through me, because we had a person on the call that was new. And they were always talking about their panic attacks. Anthony, are you on the line? Wait a second here. Prudence, is Antonio on the line?
I don't think so.
We'd probably give him a panic attack if he has to listen to this, right?
I'll try him again.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It'd be fun to have him on, but I was hoping he would be. But in any case, Antonio was very shy and very frightened to be in front of people, and things would trigger his panic attacks that were very, how would I say it? Surprising, okay? I mean, the telephone might ring and he'd have a panic attack. And he was a beautiful, evolved soul. And oftentimes people that have dysfunctions like that have incidents in their past lifetimes that create trauma that trigger those kinds of responses. Now, I didn't know if he did or not. I don't read past lives. But I just know when you have a pattern that seems very strong and insurmountable, it's usually related to past life incidents. And Edgar Cayce was probably the person that taught me that, because he would tell people who they were in their past lives and how what they did in a past life would trigger some of the challenges they were having in this life that they didn't have a clue over. So on this call, for some reason, I made Antonio go front and center. And I don't remember what I said, but it wasn't my intention to do this. I had something else in mind. But we got into the flow of it, and then we stuck with it. And it changed Antonio And he, you know, this was like in 2017. And I would say, if you, he now co-hosts our Whole Planet Healing call. You'll hear him tonight. And he's going to say, oh my God, did one play that? And yes, I played it. So I hope this plays now. Here we go. But this is not a normal call. This, I don't think I ever did a call like this before or since. So I don't even know what I did. This is October 30th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and this is our Monday night wild card line, okay? And, you know, I was thinking today, you know, at some point, we may explode, okay? And I think we will. And it's unfortunately, I haven't had the time or energy to promote this, our Whole Planet Healing call particularly. But people are discovering us in spite of that, and the amount of people are going up, and it's kind of like, it's like learning how to integrate someone new who is discovering us. And sometimes new people just come on and they don't say anything. They're kind of scared of highs. You know? Or there's Christopher, okay? But, you know, one of the things about these calls, as they are happening now, is that most of you on this call who check in, it's kind of like you're really here. You're really acknowledged on some level. Your energy is acknowledged. And it happens, like, for example, Heise was just talking to Antonio and giving him the numbers to the calls. Sometimes when somebody new is on the line, I particularly focus on giving an introduction so the new person can feel included and have some idea of what they might get out of this. Hi, do you have Antonio's number on the console? You know where he is?
No, I don't. Let me take a look if I can find him.
Wait a second. Antonio, are you there?
Yes.
You see him, Hayes?
Yes, got it.
Okay.
All right, Antonio, you are unmuted. Wait, hold on. Let me go. Yes,
unmuted. You and I are having an unmute contest here. Okay?
You're a little too close to your mic, man.
Complain. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Antonio, do you mind me asking you a couple of questions?
Probably get anxious.
Good. Get anxious. But let me just tell you, you're a new person that's come onto our line, and we're learning from you, because a lot of people on these calls discovered us, and they listened to our calls for months, sometimes years, before we ever knew they were there. We knew they were there. We could see their number on the console, or
You know, they'd say hello at the beginning of the call, and sometimes they didn't even say hello. They just stayed in the background, and they're listening on the Internet. This call is on the Internet, so we have a number of listeners that are tuning in on the Internet that we can't see them, okay? So it's like you're a new person that keeps coming back to the calls, which means you have to be getting something out of it. Am I right? So now you can say, I don't want to do this, and I'll honor that. But what I was going to ask you is what your experience has been at coming into the calls. Because you didn't really know much about our work when you came in, right?
No.
And I'm trying to remember, were you recommended by Truth? How did you find out about us? Pardon me?
Alicia.
Alicia, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, it's actually good for you to talk if you want to, even though it's pushing you through your boundaries, because you can't make a mistake. You can't say anything wrong. You're totally accepted. Nobody is evaluating you except you, okay? So, and actually, it's an opportunity to actually feel more connected when you do this, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, share a little bit about what's happened to you and the period of time from when you started listening to the calls, which I think was only like 2 weeks ago, right? 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Till present time.
I just feel a lot of love.
We lost you. Antonio, are you still there? Okay. Did you freeze?
I felt a lot of love.
You felt a lot of love. And acceptance.
Yes.
You know, we talked about wanderers, people that come in from higher dimensions to be in this realm, that when they get here, they oftentimes feel alienated. You think that fits you?
Yeah.
Possibly?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because as I recall, the first time you were on the line, you kind of felt maybe like you were being negatively attacked. Not by us, but something inside you.
Yeah, I was having a panic attack.
Pardon me? A panic attack?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you had those in your life? Speak closer to the mic if you can, because you're not that loud. Have you had those before in your life?
Yes, all the time.
All the time?
It's been bad for like 10 years.
Uh-huh. Now, sometime, you know, on our Wednesday call, you can ask questions. You can send me a question, and we'll ask our sources your question. So, and you have no idea how valuable this becomes for people that take advantage of it. I mean, I've watched it. Because usually people get the idea that they really know who you are, they really care. And plus, they can see your past lifetimes. They can see things that you can't see. And they're very wise, and they know how to bring information in. So you could actually ask a question on a Wednesday night that says, why do I have panic attacks? And you may get insight that you may never, ever find out For example, you might find out in another lifetime, in a past life, you had a really traumatic death or tortured or something like that. And it's in your subconscious. And that's the reason you go through that this lifetime. I had that myself, okay? And I had to process it. You know, a lot of times people who are spiritually oriented have lifetimes where they try to help people, but they put their foot in their mouth, or they screw it up, and then the people think they're witches or God knows what, okay? And they end up having a tragic death. I'm not saying that's true for you, because I don't see past lives, but our sources do. So sometimes by understanding what brings something around, it can really help you clear it, okay? So the way you ask...
I'm having a panic.
Oh. Pardon me?
I'm having a panic attack right now.
Just because I'm putting you in the limelight, right?
Yeah. The first time it happened, it was because you told me it was being recorded, and I told you to tell me that it wasn't being recorded, and that kind of calmed me down.
Okay. Well, we're being recorded, I'm sorry to say. So...
Can you lie to me and tell me we're not being recorded?
Oh, you want me to lie to you?
Yes.
You're going to know I'm lying.
I know, but if I hear it, then it won't.
Okay, yeah. we're not being recorded, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right. Now, I really thank you for being so honest. You have no idea how valuable that is for yourself to be willing to be that honest with people listening, you know?
Yeah.
Why is it valuable? It's because this is a loving environment, and you are truly accepted. So when you go through that experience in a loving environment, it starts to take the edge off of it. It may not happen right away, it's been my experience, but it will happen over time. And
I know the more I call and the more I talk to people, then the easier it'll get.
Yeah. Because, you know, in our cosmology, there's this thing called the law of one. I'm sure you've heard us say that, right?
Yeah.
And the law of one is not a law like a traffic law or a city law. It's a principle. It's the highest principle in the universe. And it means that every one of us comes from the same source, which means when we go deep enough, we're part of each other. Now, we're not supposed to live in that place because you can't be everyone and be yourself. You're still an individual, okay? But when you can actually tune in to that frequency of oneness, then nobody is not you. Everybody is you in that moment. So when I'm talking on this call here, I don't think about this consciously. But I've learned it intuitively that I'm talking to myself. Everyone here is part of me. I'm part of them. And that's why when we do these calls, this loving energy comes in. Because how can you not love something that's not part of you, okay? It's part of you. I would say people sometimes, when they're not in that experience of that, then the love can get cut off, okay? But listen, thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I'm telling you, you have a lot of people right now loving you and feeling compassion for you. And it's a pleasure to have you here. I could ask them to say something. You want to hear any comments from people, or would that scare you?
No.
Okay.
I can hear.
Now, hopefully, they won't say, "Oh, I really hate Antonio." Let's just see what anyone wants to say. Okay. Okay. Who has
I just
to
say that if you keep coming on the calls and getting
Hi,
used to the
Antonio.
Energy, that over a period of time, she probably start noticing some, feeling better, I would say.
That's Don, right?
Yeah.
Don, did you start feeling better after you came to the calls for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very subtle. It's a subtle shift, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, I've been into metaphysics for a long time, too, but coming on the calls, it has kind of a unique energy that, you know, it affects you as you're exposed to it.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else want to say anything?
Antonio, this is Mary, and I can relate with what you have. I have panic attacks all the time, and they are not fun. And I really sympathize with you, but I guarantee that the more that you are with this group, the more that you will become open and loving and just appreciating everyone's energy. So God bless you. I'm really glad that you're with us.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Hi, Antonio. It's Prudence. I just want to say that one of the things I've noticed about being on the calls is that it helps you to stay present and in the moment rather than thinking about the future all the time and what may happen. And it's a very beautiful energy, and we love you.
Mr. Roger, Antonio, just hang in there, buddy. I've been where you are. I feel like you're at right now. I stayed in the background most of my life and didn't talk, and I was just curled up in a little corner. And the longer you hang in there, the easier it gets. So hang in there. Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Roger. Anyone else?
I felt the energy reading the creators of the physical universe want to talk to you because there's energy in between the lines, it seems. So that was my first introduction to it.
Do you have a copy of that book, Antonio?
No.
You know what? You know how to email me? Do you have my email?
Email? So I haven't emailed it.
Winfrey at Yahoo, okay? Can you get on email? Do you have an email?
Yes.
Okay, Winfrey, WYNNFREE, at Yahoo, to say, send me a book. Because I give them away for free, the PDF book. And I talk about all the things that happened to me that brought me to here. And then I have a lot of conversations with the Elohim. And it's a really good way to get more tuned in to the work. And, you know, I'll tell you, what happened to me was, you know, it was a new girlfriend started channeling. And she would tap me on the shoulder and keep telling me, those guys want to talk to you. And I'm like in this surreal kind of sci-fi, this can't be real. And then they tell me they created the universe. And I said, you better prove it to me. I said that inside myself. And I kept asking them questions. And interestingly enough, the woman that was bringing through the messages was having constant panic attacks. It scared her. And then she left me after 6 months. And then Terry came in, and Terry didn't have panic attacks. And for Terry, it was like a very deep service to do this. But she still had to be sure that it wasn't something negative. Just because somebody channels doesn't mean it's positive, even if it sounds positive, even if it sounds flowery and loving. You know, like a good salesman is always flowery and loving until he gets your money, and then it's see you later, right? And so you have to watch things over time to make sure they're trustworthy. You know, you're still watching us and making sure we're trustworthy. And that's okay. I prefer somebody to scrutinize me than to blindly believe everything I say. I much prefer it, you know, because if you keep watching this, it seems to hold steady over time. And it doesn't have any hidden agendas other than helping other people find their own truth inside themselves. And Antonio, you're taking over the whole call. Do you realize that? I had something I was going to talk about, and I'm not going to get to it. But you know what? You're worth it. It's fine that you're taking over the call. You know, you're the most important person on the call, at least that I know of, because it's like you're checking us out. You're new, and you're making decisions. Do I want to come back? Is this working for me? And I don't need you to come back, but I know from my experience of watching other people who keep coming back to these calls that they change. And it's very subtle, but it's profound. And it, like, is a permanent shift, you know, for many people. I won't say everybody, but for many people, there's a permanent shift.
Well, you must have seen plenty come and go, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Who is that? Is that Bonnie?
This is Bonnie. I'm sorry.
That's what I thought.
This is Bonnie.
Okay. No, I've seen plenty come and go. And,
but the ones,
you know,
who stay are meant to be here, definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, I learned that I had to become more and more, how can I say it? I watched patterns. You know, when we first started doing this, I wasn't really secure. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand how it would impact people. You know, I had more of a tendency to want to please someone else, you know? And over time, I learned that I had to be totally authentic. And if people were going to be pleased, they were pleased. And if they weren't going to be pleased, they weren't going to be. And that if I tried to please them, I would lose the authenticity, and the ability to connect at the deepest level, you know? And Bonnie, by the way, Antonio, Bonnie is one of those people that asks lots of questions on Wednesday. I mean, take advantage of it, because at some time, we may be jammed up. People don't even know we exist. That's why we're not jammed. But there's a million people out there, if they knew we existed, would be on this call. These are people that just kind of synchronistically fell into it and started paying attention and started having changes and experiencing something. So right now, you could ask a question every week. And as you ask questions, you develop some confidence that these guys that we keep talking about actually notice you as an individual, not just as some kind of follower. I think that's a big realization that someone comes to when they start asking questions. They feel individually acknowledged and special, not just another, body on a phone call. It's anonymous. You know, the sources have the ability to pay attention. Now, we've never done this, so I think they have the ability to pay attention to a million people simultaneously, because there's millions of them up there. So they can give that very personal connection, even though there's a big group. But right now, there's a small group. So there's the opportunity to have that personal connection, not just with the Elohim, but with the other people on the call. Okay? Just like right now, by talking, everyone's getting to know you. Anyone else want to say anything to Antonio? Does this process
right.
That I'm right?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Me. Dharmananda.
Dharmananda.
Yeah.
I'm right. Yeah.
Right. Even healed me once of a broken ribs.
Mm-hmm. But you feel uniquely present here. You feel like you are not just part of some following, so to speak, you know? A lot of times people look at something and they say, oh, Wynn has a bunch of followers. And I don't think of people as followers. I think we all show up and we all have an experience. And it's a real experience. And you come back because it's another real experience. And in this world, it's not easy to find places and people where you can actually be totally who you are, even if you're not talking, where your energy can be present as who you really are and be acknowledged and felt by the higher realms. To me, that's a miracle. You know? But thank you, Dharmananda, for sharing.
You're welcome. In real time, we are out of time.
Anyone else?
Hey, guys. I was watching it myself.
Unmuted.
Antonio, are you on the line? Come on, Phil.
No, he has not joined in.
Okay.
Come on, Lulu.
Well,
come on, let's go. Come on.
Almost everybody knows Antonio. Because now
Joe, we hear you. Joe,
come
we
on.
Hear you.
Who's talking? Is that Joe?
It's Joe. He's talking to his dog, I think.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go over the whole Planet Healing now. 712 432.
You're going to be here tomorrow?
No, no, that's just call.
No, no. 712-770-4340. Access code 250513#.
And thank you all for being here. And those of you that join us on the whole planet healing, we will see you in a moment.
Thank you, Wayne.
Phone number one more time. 712-770-4340. Access code 250513#. Thank you all. Much love. Have a good evening.